Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. I want to make a quick video for you this weekend just to help you with one thing that's coming up a lot in the applications we get for coaching calls and in our discussion groups. It's about trust. It's about the very basic idea that when trust is lost, when trust goes in a relationship, everything else goes. Communication goes, connection goes, intimacy goes. And so when we hear guys say, my wife doesn't trust me anymore, or she said she can't trust me anymore, or she's lost all trust in me and she doesn't think she'll ever get it back, and I need to rebuild trust with my wife, they want to know what to do next. And so one thing I think you should know about when they say they can't trust you, it's not that they can't trust you not to bring home enough money to pay the bills or to buy food or pay the rent or whatever you got. It's not that they don't trust you to do the stuff you've always done. Because a lot of guys say, how can you not trust me? I've always been there for you. I've always provided. I've always done the stuff you wanted me to do. But what we know about women is when they say they don't trust anymore, they don't think they can trust, or I've lost all trust in you, they're saying really behind the scenes, what I don't trust is that you care for me. I don't trust in your love for me. I don't trust that you can pay attention to me. I don't trust that you're actually present with me. I don't trust that you get me as I am. I don't trust that you accept me as I am. I don't trust you to have my back when the chips are down. And the worst one is that I don't trust that you won't hurt me again. You've hurt me over the years, and I don't trust that you know how to not hurt me again. Wow, that's a whole list. And you might say, well, that's pretty much it. Let's throw in the towel because there's no getting any trust back. But the thing is that as quickly as a woman loses trust like that for those things, you can gain it back by being trustworthy. What does it mean to be trustworthy in a way that can make a woman who just said all those things reverse course and decide, you know what? I think I trust you again. Now, it's not easy. There's no hack here. There's no simple little technological solution that I can give you. It is time and patience. If you really want to be in the relationship and you really want to build trust again, you're going to have to prove to yourself, not to her, to yourself that you are trustworthy. You have to want to be trustworthy. You need to have values around what it means to be trustworthy. You have to have your own damn operating principles, as I say, your own hoops to jump through to be trustworthy. Not one she gave you. You have to know what you expect of yourself. Some examples of being trustworthy in a way that could rebuild trust with her are to be more calm and confident and consistently in a zone of being okay with yourself. Not overreactive, not defensive, not always fighting, not trying to be right or win arguments. To be dependable, to be reliable, to be open to her venting her moods, right? A lot of guys are very untrustworthy whenever a woman needs to vent or storm or rant and rave, whatever we want to call it. We're very undependable in our ability to see it for what it is, to stand strong in that and let her do it without taking it personally and making it a World War III. Trustworthy means being patient. Trustworthy means being pleased with yourself, with who you are and how you hold yourself and what you believe in. And the last part of being trustworthy is to be amused with the whole process of being in relationship. Relationships aren't meant to be serious and overly wrought and analytical and complex. Relationships, when they're healthy, are amusing and fun and playful. And if you can consistently and calmly and confidently find a lane to where you can be that for yourself because you like you and you're doing that, you just might be able to build trust back with her. The first step is for you to be trustworthy within yourself, within your own expectations of your own integrity and your own character. Do it for you. Be consistent, be confident, be calm, be pleased with yourself, and most of all, be amused with the process. Hope that helps you, brother. Bye-bye.